afternoon truth wins teams. Oh, things.
Things.
Oh, whoa, the world is made of things. It's kind of like all the, well, the quirks, which are sound waves that God said put everything together. It's like a big Lego city.
Right, and quirks are nothing but sound waves. So quirks made up all flesh, all physical things, the rocks and the air, and everything's made of quirks. And the quirks are made of
sound waves.
Sound waves.
That God said, and let there
God
be.
God said it, and he made it, and he created it with his words.
Right, so let's start off with prayer, and then we'll jump into our lesson on things.
Thank you, Father, that we're more than conquerors through you, by Christ Jesus. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed to fill, blessed to the city. Whatsoever we do shall prosper, for we are doers of the words of the Lord. We're blessed by our deeds. We're happy in those things which we do, for we are doers of the words of the Lord. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name of all names. And we all said amen.
Amen. So we're going to jump in to our first scripture in Philippians and see what goodness can be taught to us.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Right. Think about things.
Don't let it depart from your eyes.
Right. Think about the truth. So we're going to go over
what the
truth.
The truth shall set you free.
Right. Because there is truth. Like, for example, the lady that we talked about last week that got healed, when she first went to the doctor, he took an echocardiogram, and the truth appeared to say that she needed a second valve operation on her heart. But prayer was done. Faith was used, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. She was hoping for a miracle. Liam prayed and said, yes, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. She went in, still having the operation. They knocked her out, but the doctor said, I need to do one more little test thing. He did it and said, no, I can't believe it. She doesn't need to have a valve right now.
And so we're not doing the operation.
They canceled the operation, and she woke up in the recovery room, healed, and sent home well. Well, this week, there were part of another prayer team, and we were praying for someone, and they were told they had a blood clot, and they needed a stent. Well, kind of like the, well, not kind of, exactly,
yeah,
the same.
Similar, yeah, we prayed for them.
Prayed, and that she was healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, not later.
Not now.
But she went in as well to do the surgery. And when they went in, they said, oh, there isn't the problem and she doesn't need a stent. And then she had another issue they were looking at as well. They did a test on it while she was there. And it came back negative, no problem. So she sent home well from God. So God is moving. So if you need prayer, go to our site, truthwins.com, hit the contact button up at the top of the website, and
we'll pray the prayer of faith.
Well, whoa, that was an interesting blip. Yeah. We're experiencing new things with our, we're having a new camera, new phone, new everything, and we're getting through the blippity-dippities.
Yeah,
so those are
we're
things
more
that,
than conquerors through Christ
right,
Jesus
those are things
our Lord.
That happen in at real life. We're real people. We have real life. You have real life, but God is good, and we will get through this production all
amen.
The way with no more difficulties. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus
amen.
Name,
so
amen.
We're going to go off to Matthew, our next verse.
Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Whoa, that's such a good thing. So what we've got to do is renew our mind, right?
Don't let the word of God, it's Joshua 1:8 and Proverbs 4:20-22. It says, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes, for it is life and is health and healing to all your flesh. So God's been trying to tell the mankind that he has the remedy to all your needs.
Right. It's really kind of quantum physics and quirks and what you say. And he's given us power. So let's go on to see what James, the half-brother of Jesus, says about our tongue.
Yes, James.
And wagging our tongue in the right direction, not the wrong direction.
Yeah, Jesus' brother. James 3:6-10. And the tongues is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile, of creature, of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse man who has been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so.
Whoa, so we're seeing, well, why should it not be so? Well, first of all, we can look at the word iniquity. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by our stripes we're healed. That's in Isaiah what happened on the cross when Jesus died and went to hell. He took care of our iniquity. And as we know, the iniquity is really twisted thoughts. And so that's why we go back to the very first verse, and it says, think on the truth.
The good.
Not think on iniquity, because iniquity is not really sin. Iniquity is the epigenetics that's added
that's gives to our you the genes. Opportunity. It tells you to do things you shouldn't do.
Right. It's called.
And you have the opportunity to say no to it.
Right. Iniquity is twisted thinking. So it's not necessarily sinning, but as you get into twisted thinking, then pretty soon you end up doing transgressions like what is sin that was taken care of. So we don't have to do it. And so Jesus said he never tempts us beyond what we can handle. So how are we going to stop it? We're going to think on those things that are good, beautiful, perfect, lovely, and have any virtue, any praise. We'll think on those things. Because as we know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is what gives us the substance. What are we hoping for? Well, when the doctor says, you have this issue, your hope is, no, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Because the word of God supersedes the physical.
When you hear that you may be laid off from your job, because I know some of that's happening, you can think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. Everything's horrible. Or you can think, God supplies all my needs. If I'm laid off, I'll get a better job. Because in the past, we've had issues where Randy was laid off and it was like a blessing because he ended up looking for a job and got the best job he ever had. So
God, well, for 25 years.
Right. God does that. Or like our son-in-law who worked for Intel and got sold to another company, as we told you, to another company.
Now he's with Micron. He's a director.
Right. And Intel's not doing well. So God knows where to put you. So what do we think on? We think on those things that are good, beautiful, perfect, and lovely. And so if what is happening in the world, we're not denying that you may be laid off. We're not denying that the doctor may say you have something wrong. We're not denying that you may be struggling financially. But we do say that in the spirit realm, God has the answer.
Yeah, and he has the remedy.
And the remedy.
Remedy for the situation.
I always like the quantum, or really it's the part where you're kind of everywhere at the same time, because God can do that. The Holy Spirit's in the future, can tell you where to go, but also you go back to he died on the cross and took care of it, and it's all interconnected.
Yeah, because when you get born again, it switches. There is no time there, so when he rose from the grave, you are raised from the grave.
Right.
You are a man after God's own heart.
Right, it's like the Kairos or the Quantus or the Kairos.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of like
really,
really kind of cool. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, we have to really understand that we are, when we're born again, we have a new spirit, and we're not in the same position as before. We were in a position of God had to talk to us through our soul. So we renew our soul with the word of God so that our soul and our spirits are working together. And our body has to comply because we command our bodies to be healed by the stripes of Jesus. So the spiritual commands this physical to get in line. It supersedes like an airplane supersedes the law of gravity with the law of lift. And get what I'm saying?
I don't know, because I keep seeing things pop up.
Having things here. Yes, too many people are trying to talk to us.
Yes, but we're not going to listen to those things. We're going to listen to the Word of God. So we'll go on to our next verse and see what it says.
It says in John 3:19-22, "And by this we know that we are of the truth, and that and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Right. Amen.
Right. So it seems today the important things we're learning about things we're thinking of, and the truth.
The truth shall set us free.
Right. So if we know the truth about God, and we've been taught the truth about God, as opposed to, the truth is, that's the capital T truth, as opposed to the lower case truth, which is things that are happening. We're not going to be looky-loos. We're not going to look at the physical to determine what's going to happen and what we're going to think on. We're thinking in the spirit realm, because we know God made the whole world with quirks, which is sound waves, by what
right.
we say. And
right.
Jesus, when he died, gave us authority to use his name, because it's not really, we don't really have the power of ourselves, but we have the power in Jesus' name. So that's a really cool thing. So I'm going to go on to our next verse.
It says in Hebrews 3:12-13, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you having an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin."
Right.
Now there is a key. You don't let the Word of God depart from you. You need to know the Word of God, so daily you need to indulge in the Word of God so that it permeates your soul. Your soul is the gateway to the flesh, the physical, and it is also a gateway to the Holy Spirit. It links with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, the heart of man is the spirit of man.
Right. So we're going to be on the right thing. So we have one more verse. Let's go to it too.
It says 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." So that's why it says, don't let the Word of God depart from your eyes, and think on those things which are good, pure, perfect, and living a good report. And seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So if you're in that mode all the time, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, and everything in between, we are kings in life by Christ Jesus through the Word of God.
Yes, we are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So life
is good.
Yeah, so, well, I think I discovered something while you were actually reading the scripture that maybe I won't have things pop up so much next time.
Interruptions.
This is a learning curve. As you all know, we use like OBS, and OBS changed, and we were using one type of camera, and it stopped working, and we got a new type of camera, and we bought a new phone, and we're on our learning curve of figuring out.
Trying to upgrade, but.
Upgrade to give you the best, but it's been a challenge. But like we said, you just have to say it all works out well. God will teach us. It'll be perfect. It'll be good. He'll get the glory. And again, if you have any prayer requests, you can go to truthwins.com, click the contact part, Truth Wins, and like and subscribe. And we'll be back next Wednesday again, as we always are, with a brand new lesson. And we're going to think on the things, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you're going to think on the truth, the capital T. And if you need anything, God will supply it. He'll supply Amen. All your needs. He'll supply your healing, your health, your marriage.
You're bathing in the shade. You just got to know how to get under the shade.
Right, and he'll even supply us with the knowledge to work these cameras and all this stuff to perfection and giving glory to him. We'll
Amen.
See you again next week.
We love you.
Love you. Have a great week.